When will it happen? Any time now? Pre, mid, post? What about the tribulation? A true prophet teaches scripture, take it or leave it. A false prophet takes the scripture and spins an enticing theory around it, but you end up wondering if what Jesus said still holds true. None of us can change what Jesus said. He is truth and his word is 100% truth. He did not give his life to tell us half-truths that we can change. He hammers it home by saying, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. The church has always believed that it would go through the tribulation. Jesus warns us four times in Matthew 24, be not deceived, and that he will come back immediately after the tribulation. Still, many of us say to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy the seeds, says in Isaiah 30, verse 10. We are all happy to drift along, hoping that pre-tribulation rapture is true. When did the pre-tribulation rapture begin? In the 19th century, John Nelson Darby promoted the pre-tribulation rapture theory with the Plymouth Brethren and then founded the Exclusive Brethren. After Darby came Cyrus Scofield, who published the Scofield Reference Bible in 1909. He interpreted the scriptures in such a way that they would fit the pre-tribulation rapture idea. This confused the church so much that now 90 to 95% of the Christians believe that Jesus will come back any time before the tribulation. They prophesy lies in my name, the deceit of their heart, says Jeremiah 14:14. There's a picture here of a Scofield Bible. There is a dot in the center of the O, which is a Freemason symbol, which are his Bible promoters. Now listen to this parable, Matthew 13:24-30. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. That man is Jesus, and the good seeds are his words of 100% truth. But while man slept, the church is now asleep, his enemy came and sowed tares. Tares are alluring theories contrary to what Jesus taught. They sowed them among the wheat. Wheat symbolizes the people that believe God's word 100%. And then he went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. The pre-tribulation tares are appearing non-stop. So the servant said, sir, where do these tares come from? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. After this, the Lord harvests the wheat. Because they received not the love of the truth, they did not believe Jesus' words. God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, 2 Thessalonians 10 and 11. Let me introduce the grim reapers of the tares. First reaper, the Antichrist, in the original Greek is Avrichristos, and is translated as Antichrist. Anti, today, means against. Anti in the original Greek is Avri and means instead of. Antichrist literally means replacement of Christ, instead of Christ, or the stand-in Christ. Hence, many will believe him to be the real Christ, the savior of our disaster-headed world. The second reaper is the false prophet, the quote-unquote Elijah. Revelation 13 describes him as a lamb. Jesus was pictured as a lamb, so he could be a Christian. The prophet Malachi said, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the Lord. Jesus said of John the Baptist, this is Elijah which was to come. Matthew 11 verses 7 and 14. Elijah called down fire. This false prophet will also call down fire in Revelation 13, 6. And will proclaim to be Elijah, announcing the final true reincarnated Messiah. The millennium of peace is here. Absolute rubbish. The Antichrist and the false prophet separate the tares and bind them in bundles with the RFID, with the radio frequency identification implant, and there is no escaping that bundle. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Revelation 13:7. It was given. He is not allowed to do it on his own. The Lord gives him permission to test each of our hearts. When that job is done, that tenure is over. How long is the tenure of the Antichrist? He comes on the world political platform with a 7-year peace plan when the world is in chaos with the collapse of the financial system and world peace seems to be an unattainable illusion. He will be announced as our Savior and Prince of Peace. He becomes popular through financial manipulation and forgiving major part of the debts to the IMF and the World Bank as these are backing him. It is economic recovery, jobs and food on the table. A worldwide credit system will be launched for which the RFID plan is needed with all its advantages, while we can be traced anywhere, anytime. We will be his slaves, no longer with iron chains, but with heavier chains of finances, and there will be no more runaways. When will the tribulation start? In the middle of his tenure, after 3.5 years, the RFID is mandatory and links us to the image which is placed in the Temple of Jerusalem. This is the abomination spoken of by Daniel, Matthew 24:15, an android or talking robot that can give us the death sentence if we do not take the RFID and worship this image, Revelation 13:15. This is when Jesus told us to flee and not take anything out of the house, as then is great tribulation, Matthew 24:21. This AI gadget will send out lists of names of the unchipped to the police stations and checkposts. Satan doesn't want anyone in his new world that he cannot completely control. At the time, the alleged faith of many will fail the test and there will be a great falling away. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. As Jesus did not come back before the tribulation, which we were taught by Scofield and plentiful evangelists. Multitudes. Multitudes in the valley of decision for the day of the Lord is near, says Joel 3:14. The tribulation believers divide into three groups. Group 1. These are the people that refuse to leave their properties. They need to either accept the RFID implant and worship this abomination image as their God or give their life and be killed. Revelation 13:15. These loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11. Angels start sounding the tribulation trumpets to keep the new world government in panic as God is not too pleased with the fierce persecution of his children. And we have group 2. They were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Hebrews 11:13. These are ready to flee at a moment's notice as Jesus warned us to. Matthew 24:16-19. That is the woman or the body of believers who will flee into the wilderness where God has promised to take care of them. Revelation 12:6-14. He took care of Moses and Israel for 40 years in the desert. And he will do it again. However, for these, it will be 3.5 years or 1260 days. The lunar calendar counts 360 days yearly. 1260 divided by 360 is 3.5 years. It says that the dragon was wroth with those who have the testimony of Jesus, Revelation 12:17. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19:10. Satan is absolutely livid with these believers because they believe prophecy and have faith and strength to withstand the devil's propaganda, lies and accusations of being labeled terrorists and alien spies and invaders, etc. Then we have group 3. These are called to be witnesses during those last 3.5 years. They will teach many and perform miracles, Daniel 11:33-34. These, along with the two powerful witnesses of Revelation 11 in Jerusalem, will expose what is going on in the world. These ones are not afraid to give their all for Jesus. Now when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help. The Lord will help and stand by those who give their lives. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. Daniel 11:34. Oh, we need people like you, movers and shakers that can help to move the world forward. Why die for a God that no one has seen when you can give your energies to improve life on earth right here? If not, heads will roll. Satan's henchmen will kill many believers, but they are really doing them a favor by sending them home to heaven. Immediate arrival. The departure from earth looks pretty gruesome, but then departures are never the most joyful of occasions. However, the arrival up there is beyond description. Loved ones await us, hugging and cheering. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Why the tribulation? Now, if you have a group of people, some are sold out for you, some are totally against you, others you are not sure of. If it's only lip service, and this verse applies, you are unto them a very lovely song. They hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they say much love, but their heart goes after covetousness, it says in Ezekiel 33, verses 32 and 31. Now, if we defend the truth with our life during the tribulation, then we will do the same as judges in the millennium. If we go for the lies and the money, then we will do the same as rulers in Christ's kingdom. The tribulation is to weed out the untrustworthy among us. The seventh, last trumpet announces the Lord's return and starts the vials of wrath, the nuclear aftermath. The happy ending. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. It says in Revelation 20, verse 4. Please download and pass on for free these two short booklets to give you more details and scriptures to not be deceived by the lies and propaganda. It is A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1, and A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 2. At the site johanpeters.in, you'll find Bibles and leaflets like these on many subjects. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell the books, but here all downloads are free, and there is no info request and no cookies, so you can pass it on.